Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, and joining me as always is our lead analyst, Jane.
Thanks, Paul. Always great to be here to dive into the latest in AI with you.
We've got some massive news today, Jane, starting with Anthropic. They've launched Project Glasswing, a cybersecurity coalition built around their new, unreleased frontier AI, Claude Mythos Preview. It sounds like a game changer for defensive cybersecurity.
It really does, Paul. The fact that Mythos flagged thousands of security flaws, some that have been around for decades and across major OS and browsers, is absolutely astounding. It shows a level of capability that's genuinely next level in threat detection.
And speaking of Anthropic's ambition, they also secured a monumental 3.5 gigawatt compute deal with Google and Broadcom. That's an incredible amount of power for AI expansion, isn't it? It truly is. That kind of compute capacity signals a long-term aggressive strategy from Anthropic. It's clear they're not just aiming to compete, but to lead at the frontier of AI development, which requires immense resources. Moving from corporate strategy to societal impact, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman is proposing a, quote, new social contract for the superintelligence era. His ideas include taxing robots, a national wealth fund, and even a four-day work week.
Yes, Paul, it's a bold vision, and it highlights how seriously these leaders are thinking about the profound societal changes AI will bring. Whether these specific proposals are adopted, it certainly kickstarts a crucial conversation about how we adapt to this new era.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about something more immediate and practical. Google just launched AI Edge Eloquent, an offline dictation app powered by their on-device Gemma 4 AI. This means powerful AI processing without an internet connection. That's a fantastic step forward for privacy and accessibility, Paul. On-device AI reduces latency and ensures user data stays local, which is a huge benefit for many applications, especially in professional or sensitive environments. And in the world of creative tools, Netflix has open-sourced VOID AI, a model for advanced video editing and object removal. This sounds like a dream for content creators. It really democratizes high-end video editing, Paul. Open-sourcing models like VOID AI means a wider community can build upon it, innovate faster, and make these powerful tools accessible to everyone, not just large studios. Less than person two, it's great to see that push towards open source, much like Jipu AI's GLM 5.1 coding model, also making waves today with its top coding benchmarks.
Exactly. The open source movement in AI continues to drive innovation and competition, which ultimately benefits developers and users alike. It's a dynamic space right now.
Indeed. And that wraps up today's top stories. Thanks for your insights, Jane.
My pleasure, Paul.
That's the Merge Sort AI Digest for April 8th, 2026. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI. Until then, stay curious.